From the KTO Newsroom, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins with this news update. Since last week, Juneau residents have been required to stay home and avoid going out as much as possible. People experiencing homelessness are exempt under the city's Hunker Down Order, and a statewide order that went into effect Saturday. But for many of them, the threat of the pandemic is not as high as a priority as staying warm or their next meal. KTO's Adeline Baxter has more on the story.
Outside the Glory Hall homeless shelter in downtown Juneau, Angie is standing near the front door with pretty much everything she owns. She asked that I not use her last name for privacy reasons. She's got a few sleeping bags she found in a dumpster. That's all she'll have to keep her warm for the rest of the day.
So where do you have to go during the day right now?
There's no options. Everything is closed down here.
Angie stayed at the city's cold weather shelter the night before. But it's only open from 11 p.m. to 7 a.m., that means people have to find somewhere else to go during the day. Normally, they can head to the library, but it's closed along with most other public buildings. The Glory Hall is another popular spot. It also serves meals, but staff are limiting the number of people allowed inside right now. They're trying to follow social distancing guidelines. Angie says she and the other homeless people she knows are aware of the concerns about coronavirus and have been told to wash their hands and stay 6 feet away from one another. But this time of year, she says that's not really possible.
Because when it comes to friends, you stay close to each other because we got to keep each other warm.
Recent city surveys show that around 200 people are considered homeless in Juneau. About half of them are in transitional housing. Those facilities are under quarantine to minimize potential COVID-19 transmission. Much of the homeless population is considered medically vulnerable. Dave Ringel is the interim director for the Juneau chapter of the St. Vincent de Paul Society. He says the virus could be devastating in the homeless community.
But they're also one of the least exposed groups. They're not traveling. Their contact with people outside of their social circle is real limited. So we're hoping to keep it that way.
Ringel spoke to me from a safe distance inside the emergency shelter's new location in the Juneau Arts and Culture Center. Until last week, St. Vincent's operated the shelter near the airport. They moved it to the Jack downtown to have more space between cots. Shelter staff are screening everyone who comes in for the night with a thermometer. Anyone with a high temperature or symptoms consistent with COVID-19 is checked out by hospital staff, who then determine whether to test the person. While they wait for results, the person is placed in quarantine. Social service providers and the city both contribute money for hotel rooms. Irene Gallion is the city's homelessness task force leader.
So whenever we have somebody who's questionable, we want to be able to isolate them as soon as possible.
Usually, the city opens up a public campground in the summertime as a low-cost option for the homeless and seasonal workers. The Thane Campground has portable bathrooms and sites for about 17 tents. But the location, more than a mile from downtown, made it inaccessible for some people. At a special meeting Thursday, the assembly approved an emergency ordinance moving the campground to a site closer to downtown. Deputy Director of Parks and Recreation Michelle Elfers says the new site has a better access road and a flatter layout, making it safer for campers and for city staff to monitor.
This year, we're also going to be adding some social services. So we'll have somebody, our homelessness coordinator with CBJ, who's going up there regularly and meeting with all of our campers to assess how they're doing and connect them with services as needed.
The campground usually opens around April 15th. Elfer says they're trying to work quickly, but she doesn't know whether they'll be able to open the new site by then.
We want to get it open as soon as possible because it is being looked at as another opportunity for people experiencing homelessness to be able to have shelter and to provide some social distancing.
For the next 2 weeks or more, most Juneau residents will focus on staying busy and healthy at home. Meanwhile, Angie and other homeless residents will focus on staying warm and dry during the day.
Just keep us in your thoughts and prayers.
In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.
And in other news, a new study by the University of Alaska Anchorage on the impact of coronavirus in Alaska is clear. To prevent thousands of deaths, strict interventions will be necessary for months. Alaska Public Media's Zachary Hughes has more.
The study's authors recommend maintaining firm shelter-in-place measures, similar to what's been recently enacted by the state and city of Anchorage, to help limit the spread of COVID-19. although they acknowledge the burden of such policies is profound. The study is based on two different data-driven models of coronavirus spread and is meant to demonstrate to Alaska policymakers the potential outcomes from different approaches to dealing with the virus. Dr. Tom Hennessy is one of the paper's authors and spoke about the research at a press conference held by the Anchorage mayor's office.
If we did nothing to stop COVID-19, up to 11,000 people could die in total in the state of Alaska. And that at the peak, up to 13,700 would need to be hospitalized at the same time.
According to the models, sticking just to moderate social distancing measures has the potential to push out the peak of hospitalizations in the Anchorage area by 3 to 4 weeks and substantially reduce the volume of hospitalizations. That would buy medical providers a little bit more time, but still overwhelm healthcare facilities by late April. The shelter-in-place measures outlined by the study are similar to what most Alaskans are living with right now. The good news is that under the academic model, that strategy is effective while it's in place, limiting the pace of hospitalizations and death. The bad news, though, is people don't have any immunity against the virus and won't until new medication therapies and a vaccine become available. And Hennessy says if current policies are lifted all at once, the virus could still spread rapidly.
And this rebound effects could be as devastating as the initial effects. So we could go to a lot of work, stop the outbreak, but if we let back too soon on community mitigation measures, we might be faced with the same threat all over again.
Speaking at the same press conference, Mayor Ethan Berkowitz said he and his staff are looking to scientific guidance and data from experts to make policy decisions.
The question is, how long is this going to last? And the answer is that we are closer to the beginning than to the end.
Berkowitz acknowledged the toll that mitigation measures are having on individuals, households, and the business community, but he says picking whether to prioritize the health of the economy or the health of the public is a false choice.
We are not going to be able to repair the economy if the general population is subject to an ongoing epidemic or pandemic, and we have to think about these things as operating in tandem, that we can rebuild the economy once the general population is safe and healthy again. But to try and do one without the other puts both at risk.
Berkowitz says local officials in Anchorage are coordinating with hospitals, military installations, and the state to secure as much personal protective equipment, or PPE, as possible. But that locating enough gloves, masks, and breathing machines is a challenge facing governments all over the globe. He said recently he got a message from New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio's office requesting ventilators. Berkowitz said he had to tell them his city has none it can spare. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.
And in other news, Alaska lawmakers early Sunday approved a budget that set this October's oil wealth fund check to nearly every single Alaskan at about $1,000, but didn't approve a second dividend intended to help residents struggling with the economic fallout caused by the coronavirus. Lawmakers approved the budget and then took an extended recess. The Senate in its budget plan had included a $1,000 economic stimulus payment. However, KTUU reports that $1,000 was stripped by a conference committee. The budget, which includes $75 million in public health funding to address COVID-19, now goes to Governor Mike Dunleavy. And federal prosecutors in Alaska have charged a worker on a factory fishing boat with attacking another crew member who criticized him for serving food without using gloves during the coronavirus pandemic. Alaska Public Media reported Maurice Young was charged with assault within special maritime and territorial jurisdiction for allegedly breaking another worker's eye socket last week. Young was a housekeeper and galley assistant on the Seafreeze America, which was operating in the Bering Sea. Prosecutors say another worker criticized Young for not using gloves during food service, and the next day, Young approached from behind and struck the man's face. And the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority has rejected an application for a $2.5 million loan for the Blood Bank of Alaska. The Anchorage Daily News reported officials at the organization that supplies blood to hospitals and clinics across Alaska say the failure to obtain the funding puts it in dire need of financial help. The nonprofit Blood Bank has an existing loan with a state-owned investment organization and requested more funds and a 9-month pause on payments. The Development and Export Authority's Board of Directors granted the Blood Bank a 6-month pause, but no additional money. And taking a quick look at the weather for the rest of today, there is a high wind warning in effect until noon tomorrow. For tonight, mostly clear and lows around 15. And for Tuesday, mostly sunny, highs around 30. For Wednesday, mostly sunny and highs in the mid-30s. And for Wednesday night, mostly clear and lows around 20. You're listening to KTOO. For more news and information, you can visit our website. That's at ktoo.org.